For example, Pierre of today's urgent care, today's date is 04/11/2025. Dictation is for Autumn Lahir. Lahir spells L-A-H-A-I-R. Autumn spells A-U-T-U-M-N. Date of birth is 01/14/2011. This is a <clears throat> 13-year-old female here with right foot and ankle pain, period. Patient is accompanied by both parents, who states that the symptoms started today. She said child was dancing, open parentheses, ballerina, close parentheses, and she said she inverted her ankle and came down on the plantar surface on her foot, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10 words with weight bearing. Said the pain is located on the plantar and the lateral surface of her, the plantar and lateral surfaces of her right foot. Said pain is non-radiating, worse with weight bearing and motion, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Are all negative. Please include in her past medical history, asthma. Next paragraph, all others were negative. Next paragraph, medication, albuterol. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 126/78. Pulse 109. Respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period, next paragraph, right foot. She has tenderness of palpation on the plantar surface in the vicinity of fifth proximal metacarpal and tenderness in the region of the lateral malleolus, as well as the talus bone, period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph. She has full range of motion, but with some discomfort, especially on flexion. The next paragraph. Cap refilled in less than 2 seconds. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present. Regular rate and rhythm. Sensation is normal. Foot is not cyanotic, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm at no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and cerebral neurosuitans, normal mood and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is K4E fracture, correction, sesamoid fracture. Assessment number two is ankle pain. Number three is dancer's foot. Next paragraph, a x-ray was done in the clinic today. X-ray revealed an lucency in the sesamoid bone. She is tender in that general area. I will treat her as if she has a fracture. Patient was given a prescription for a special booth. Parents was advised to go to the medical store and get this equipment, and child must use it until she sees the podiatrist, who will determine whether or not she should continue with this equipment, period. Patient was offered medication for pain, but that indicated that they have Motrin and Tylenol at home, which we intend to use, period. However, I still did a prescription for Motrin 400. She can take it one TID PR, and for pain, that was advised. You can fill it or don't if he's comfortable with what he has at home, period. And child was given the opportunity to ask questions. Similarly, parents were given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. End of dictation.